Good morning, Butler. My name is Mr. Croner, and I'm one of the music teachers at the senior high school. You may have seen me with the marching band or the Tornado Big Band, but I'm also very blessed to teach many other music classes as well. Music is an area that touches each and every one of us, from your childhood when your parents and grandparents sang to you, to learning the alphabet by singing, to listening to music your parents listened to while riding in the car, as well as television, movies, and eventually to making your own musical choices. Listening to a wide variety of music is easier now than ever with all of the streaming services. Music can make a huge impact on your mood and how you feel. Scientifically, it affects your brain, but that's a talk we'll have for another day. Today, I want to talk to you about how to actively listen to music. For most people, listening to music is a passive experience. We turn music on, but then engage in another primary activity. The music is playing, and we're loosely aware of it, but it's serving as a decorative or soundtrack-like purpose for whatever we're doing. Although this is certainly better than not listening to music at all, you can learn so much more if you spend at least some of your time engaging in actively listening. Active listening is an idea of directing your full attention to the music being played. In the movie Shrek, Shrek told the donkey that ogres have layers. Music has many layers once you learn what to listen for. A great way to actively listen to music is to listen to the same piece multiple times and force yourself to focus on different specific things each time. For example, spend one pass of listening for only maybe what instruments are used. That's called timbre. What's the texture? Is it dense? Is it sparse? Okay, maybe the next time listening for the harmony that you're in. For example, is it very positive or is it negative? Major or minor keys, that would make a change in that feel. What happens to it throughout the song? Does it change? Is it the same? Then you should listen to the melody. What's happening in the melody? Does it have a wide or narrow range? Is it angular, lots of leaps stepwise? What instrument or voice has the melody? Does it change or does it stay the same? Rhythms, are they easy to identify? Is it very, sequenced? Or is it very free? Does it have a steady beat? What instruments have the most impact on that rhythm? And form, does it have a very clear-cut form where there's certain sections and it's very easy to tell the difference when one section changes in another? For example, in most popular music, we have the verse, we have the chorus, and then there's a new piece of material introduced called the bridge. And lastly, mood. What mood or feeling does that music trigger in you? Does it change your mood? Or does it set up something that you really need, such as in a movie? So I'd also ask you to listen a little bit subjectively. In addition to help you learn how a piece works, actively listening also helps you kind of determine what aspects of the song make you like that song. Is it something familiar? Is it something emotional? When listening passively, it's common to have some type of emotional response, but via the active listening, you have a chance to understand what that is, specifically what causes that response. So let's try an active listening activity. I would like you to listen to this brief excerpt of music. Thank you. So how did that music make you feel? Is the song happy, sad, exciting? Does it change during what I played for you? What instruments did you hear? Were there string instruments, percussion instruments, wind instruments? Were there synthesized sounds such as a digital piano? Were there voices? And could you explain that or describe that to someone else? Was it fast or slow, which is called tempo in music? What is the melody? Could you sing something out of it? What instrument was playing the melody? Were there words, as I said before? When you're listening to music, these are the types of questions you should ask. And really, to do this well, I would play that piece 3, 4, 5 times so that you can listen to each of those layers. But really what I want to do is engage your brain on a higher level and really listen. I'd like you to listen to this excerpt and tell me how you think it makes you feel. Now, that piece was obviously very, very different. It comes from a totally different situation where it is classically based, but it's from a movie. It's a movie that your parents probably saw as kids, and it kept them from wanting to even get in the ocean for years to come. But what makes it different? How is it different? Could you talk about the instruments, what you heard? They were very similar to the last piece. What about the melody? Is there one? What emotion does it invoke? You can actively listen to any style of music. Each has their own so-called normal that makes them fit into a category such as classical, jazz, bluegrass, rock, really any style. If you want to grow as an educated music consumer, you should expand and listen to as many as you can. Some of you may not enjoy all styles of music, but you might be surprised. I kind of looking at listening to different styles of music as trying different foods. You really don't know until you've at least tried it. I do have one last song I'd like to finish up with, and I want you to listen to it and just see kind of how it makes you feel.
This feeling inside my bones, it goes electric wavy when I turn it on. Off from my city, off from my home, we're flying up no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet, I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it, moving so phenomenally. So don't stop. And under the lights, when everything goes, nowhere to hide when I'm getting you close. When we move, well, you already know. So just imagine. Nothing I can see but you when you dance. Got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet, I feel that.
Music is a gift that we all have, and depending, maybe you're a musician, maybe you're somebody that just loves to listen to music, maybe it's just something that you do to change your mood or brighten your spirit, but can you imagine a movie without music to set the mood? Can you imagine your day with talk radio being the only thing that's available to you to listen to? Can you even imagine commercials on television and those jingles that they get stuck in your head and you may not want to hear it again, but it helps you remember something? Music is an amazing gift. My challenge to each of you, pick your favorite song. And instead of just passively listening, try actively listening. It's also a skill that you might be amazed that once you learn how to actively listen to music, you may be able to use that to even further your listening skills and other things like class or maybe even your parents, your friends. You may be able to actively listen instead of just passively hear what they say, to actually listen to what they're saying and read in between. Ladies and gentlemen, it has been a pleasure to talk to you today. I'd like to add the very final piece of this, our storm quote of the day, being as of storm is something that we should all be thinking about in a very positive way. What will you do with your one wild and precious life? Have a great day, everybody. Until next time.